السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وبعد. We continue with our series on the issue of building taqwa and the sunnah as the route to build taqwa. And in that context, as I mentioned before, we talked about the importance of zuhud and ibadat. And today I want to remind myself and you about the importance of huquq ul-ibad, of the rights of the people. And people generally, we Muslims tend to ignore huquq ul-ibad. And I want to emphasize why this is a very dangerous thing to do. In that context, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is called the hadith of the destitute people, he asked the Sahaba, he said, who are the destitute people? And they said, Ya Rasulullah, destitute people are the people who are very poor, they have no dirham, they have no dinar, no money. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, the destitute people are those who will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment with good deeds the size of the mountain of Uhud. But when they come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also before Allah jalla jalaluhu will come those people whose rights, these people, the one who came with the good deeds, these people oppressed those people and they took away their rights and they did injustice to those people. So he said, among the people, the claimants will be people who were abused by these people, who were beaten by these people, who were killed by these people, whose land was taken by these people, whose property was misappropriated by these people, whose money was taken by these people, whose honor was slandered by them because they were backbiting them and they were slandering them, and so on and so on and so on. And there will be a long line of those people. And they will demand justice and haq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, the currency is deeds, good deeds. So this will be given to them from the good deeds of the people who came with the good deeds to the size of the mountain of Uhud. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this will happen until the entire mountain of good deeds will be finished. But the line of people will still be there. So the people will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, now what do you want me to do? The people will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, the good deeds of this man are finished, so give our bad deeds to this man. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this will be done and that man will go into Jahannam with the bad deeds of somebody else. This is the danger of huquq ul-ibad. The danger of not fulfilling the huquq ul-ibad. The danger of oppressing people. The danger of abusing people. The danger of slandering people. The danger of taking away people's property and rights. We live in a city, alhamdulillah, where people do not eat bread. They eat mud and they eat bricks and they eat concrete and they eat RCC and so on. Because we live in a city where people misappropriate and swallow other people's land and misappropriate and swallow other people's property. Yes or no? So then I suggest that you learn how to digest that, because it doesn't digest, believe me. On the day of judgment, that property will turn into fire in your belly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who misappropriates somebody's property, who takes away somebody's house, when he goes into the qabr, an angel will be appointed and he will have a mallet, he will have a hammer of iron and he will smash him on the head and this man will go down into the earth for 7 cubits and he will be pulled up and he will be smashed again and this will happen till the day of judgment. So before you swallow somebody's land and somebody's property and so on, try and get someone to get a hammer and slam you on the head and then decide whether you still want the land or you still want the property and so forth. These are serious matters, I'm not joking. And it's not a matter of whether you can get away with it or not. Because sometimes people will tell you, they sell you the story. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen in this world, yes, probably, because you are powerful or you are clever, so you deceive somebody, or you are powerful, so you take it away and then you say, to hell with you, what can you do to me anyway? But believe me, one day your life will end and you will go into your cover. And when you go into your cover is then when you realize what was the value of what you did. Because there is no, you have no pull there and there is no political influence or whatever else that you are using. And when you go into your cover is then when you realize what that flat or that apartment or that land or that house or what that is the actual cost of it, you will realize when you go into your cover. The same thing applies to backbiting and slandering people. When I first read this hadith, I have mentioned this many times before, I used to think, how is it possible that somebody can do so much evil that a mountain worth of good deeds just goes away and the man is still, he owes. Until I realized that in today's world, thanks to technology, write one mail, write one email slandering somebody and that email has eternal life. That email will be floating on the internet for the next 200 years and collecting bad deeds for you. You are gone in your grave 100 years later and that email is still floating around and that email is still gathering stuff for you. By the time you are resurrected, Allah knows how many 100 years have passed. How many thousands and thousands of people have read that email and all of that evil is in your account. One email, that's all it needs. One email of slander and you are done for good. So be very, very careful. That is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, guarantee me that which is between your jaws and that which is between your legs and I will guarantee you Jannah. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he held his tongue like this. And this was the way of teaching hadith. The sahaba, the people who used to, the muhaddithun, when they taught the hadith, they would actually act out how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. So they would hold it like this, hold the tongue. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held this and he said that more people will go into Jahannam because of this than anything else. Just this tongue. Because this tongue curses. This tongue abuses. This tongue takes away somebody's honor. This tongue takes away somebody's, it causes so much evil just by your tongue. So, control your tongue. Don't just put your brain and your tongue online. Whatever comes into your mouth, some people have this habit of, they've got verbal diarrhea. Whatever comes in the mouth, comes in the head, goes out of the mouth. So, eat some loperamide, anti-diarrhea pills. The actual diarrhea is less problematic than verbal diarrhea. Seriously, I mean. But the biggest issue with this is the issue of anger. And that's the reason why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the strong person is not the one who can wrestle somebody to the ground. The strong person is the one who can control his anger. Because when you get angry, anger is temporary insanity. Literally, temporary insanity. And that's why when you get angry, you say all kinds of stuff and then later on you regret it and you feel, oh my God, I should not have said it and so on and so on. And to the extent, sometimes you might actually get angry about a justifiable thing. So, supposing this boy does something, right? What he has done is wrong. I really should get angry because of what he has done. But then in my anger, maybe I will curse him, maybe I will slam him or something. Now what happens? Now instead of him being the one who committed the wrong, now I have put myself into the position of committing. So now I have to apologize to you. I'm very sorry. He started the problem, but I have to apologize now because of what I did to him. Because my anger was far more than whatever he did. And that's the problem with anger. Anger reduces you and anger dishonors you because anger puts you in a position where now you have to apologize to somebody else because of how you spoke. So control your anger. And for this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the beauty of the seerah and the beauty of the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For everything, there is something that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us. For anger, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you are standing, sit down. If you are sitting down, lie down. He said, go make wudu. And he said to the people, if there is someone who is screaming and raving and ranting, call adhan. Because adhan drives away the shaitan. Very, very important for us to have to control this anger. Right? Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu once got very angry with Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah. And he said, you son of a black woman. Now obviously Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was African, so his mother was African. So who else will he be the son of? But he said this, and this went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got very angry with him. And he said, you are speaking like people speak in the days of Jahiliyyah because this is racism. Now see the Sahaba. When this happened, Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu went to Sayyidina Bilal and said, I am going to lie down on the ground and I want you to stamp on my face. Sayyidina Bilal said, la hawla quwwata illa billah, I am not going to do this. What are you telling me to do? He said, sorry, I will not do this. He said, no, you have to do this. He said, why? Because he said, I said this to you, I apologize, and punishment for me is I will lie down on the ground and you stamp on my face. He said, I'm sorry, I don't do this. He said, I will complain to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, oh, this is very good. First you tell me, now you want to go complain. The Sahaba were beautiful people. They had such pure hearts. Even if they make a mistake, immediately. There's no, ego to say, nothing. I made a mistake, this is my mistake, and I have to make amends with the concerned person. The issue is to think long term with respect to your own death. Because one day you will die, believe me. You can walk around in the world thinking, acting like you own the world, but you don't own the world. You don't own nothing. And one day you will die. When you die, that's when the story begins. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and I want to end with that, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive his rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive his rights. But Allah will not forgive the rights of the people until those people forgive it. So if you steal somebody's chicken, forget about the house and the land and whatnot. If you steal somebody's chicken, Allah will not forgive you for stealing that chicken until that man forgives you first. And believe me, on the day of judgment, nobody is going to forgive anybody anything. Make this absolutely clear in your mind. On the day of judgment, no one will forgive anyone anything. And people will be very happy to meet those who transgress against them. So I always say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the slanderer because he gives without asking. So no problem. Slander as much as you want. I hope you slander all your life because I got you, man. I got you. I'm getting all those deeds by doing nothing. So keep talking. Be very, very, very careful with regard to the rights of other people. Be happy and pleased and contented with what Allah has given you. That is your qadr. You cannot get anything more because it is not written for you. If you try to get something more by illegal means, by means which are not according to the Sharia, if you succeed, you have failed. If you fail, you fail anyway. Because if you succeed, then you will go into Jahannam on the day of judgment. And if you fail, you failed in this world anyway, you will be humiliated and maybe spend the rest of your life in jail or something here. Who knows? So be very careful. Do not play games with the rights of people. The people have rights. Those rights must be fulfilled. This is part of taqwa. This is part of this deen. And it is because Muslims have stopped doing that. That is the reason why we are humiliated all over the world. People hate us because we are people who oppress other people. Let us give people their rights. Do not try to take the rights of other people. Because otherwise, face the fact that one day you will find out the actual cost of what you got. It's not whatever money you paid. It is those, that is that story of yours which will start when you go into your qabr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and to save us from our greed and to save us from falling into traps and trapping ourselves and putting ourselves into situations that we cannot get out of. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from ourselves and from people who are dishonest. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to enable us to control our greed and our egos and our anger and our tongues so that we live a life which is full of blessing for everybody around us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, and I must end with, I forgot to say this. Now if there is anybody who is listening to this, who after listening to this realizes that they have been doing wrong, what is the thing that you must do? Go and make amends and apologize and give back whatever you took before you go to bed tonight, because you do not know whether you will see tomorrow morning. Do not even go to sleep. Go and apologize to the person who you transgressed against. If you took somebody's property, give it back. If you did something, make amends, because believe me, no matter how embarrassed you might feel, that embarrassment will be much less than what will happen to you if you die with that thing, or if that person dies and you still have that thing. Believe me, I don't want to be in your place. So go apologize, whatever, grovel, fall at their feet, crawl in the dirt, do what you have to do, but make sure that you apologize to whoever you transgress against. If you swallowed somebody's land, vomit it out. If you swallowed somebody's property, vomit it out. Do not sleep until you do that tonight, because you do not know if you will see tomorrow morning. Allah is my witness, don't play games with the hukum and with the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because if you do that, then you are going to find yourself in a situation where you will have to pay some very, very heavy price for this. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to live our lives correctly, and then if we have done something wrong, and it happens to all of us, we are people who make mistakes. If you make a mistake, go and apologize and make sure that you finish your accounts in this world. Do not go into the next world with an account from this world. That is very, very unsafe and very dangerous.